Welcome, Wildcats. I'm Stacy Gish, Marketing and Communications Specialist for the UK Alumni Association. Thanks for joining us on our official podcast, From the Blue. This episode features outgoing UK Alumni Association President Antoine Huffman, who is a 2005 graduate from Prospect, Texas. Huffman reflects on his year at the helm of the Board of Directors with Christina Yu, Associate Director for Administration and Strategic Initiatives for the Alumni Association. From all of us at the UK Alumni Association, we hope you enjoy this episode. Hey, Antoine, thank you for joining us today on From the Blue. Today, we're excited to talk about your year as the president as you wrap up. So before we get started, just in case anybody doesn't know who you are, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, your graduation year, your college, and what your current role is?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first, I'm glad to be here. This year, as I reflect, has been awesome. It has been great and fun. But who am I? Antoine Huffman, originally from Atlanta, Georgia. Came to the University of Kentucky as a football player, which we had some great moments and great times. I am now currently a regional director of sales in the medical field with a company called Mizuho OSI and out of Union City, California. But I graduated in 2005 from the College of Communications.
A great class.
Great class, absolutely. Dean Greer is doing great things over there. So it's been great to work with her this year a little bit closer. And it's just been fun.
I love it. We really appreciate you coming back and supporting us and being a part of this. I think about sometimes when I think about everything we did this year, it blows my mind. We've done a lot, and we've done, and still more to come, I think, in the next couple of weeks. So as a UK student, you were very involved, I think, in numerous ways. Can you talk a little bit about what impact UK has had on you?
I think really about it, when I reflect on it, it's just really about serving with a significance. I think that sort of sums it up. Because we can do a lot of things, and you can kind of, you know, have your tentacles out in different areas, and you kind of get a little bit mundane, right? But having a purpose and trying to serve with significance in different areas or groups, I think is the biggest impact that UK had on me. In addition to that, I would say really learning how to communicate and understand and navigate with people from different backgrounds. I learned very quickly that people from Eastern Kentucky and Western Kentucky and even here locally are different.
Yeah.
And then we have, you know, global, national students that are here as well. So being able to build relationships with these type of people coming from, you know, I'm a first gen college student. So I had sort of my little bubble, my own community back home. And then coming to the Commonwealth was a little bit of a culture shock. So learning how to navigate through those waters, I think is another big impact UK had on me.
Yeah, so first-gen student, and totally understand, coming here, you just never know, right? And building those connections, and I think you actually have a really great story about building connection here that has helped you with your career and helped you prepare for the next steps. Will you talk a little bit about how UK really prepared you for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I was in my junior year, going into my senior year, and it was another alum, Mark Lang, that had this vision. He started out this medical company, and he wanted to grow this medical company with particular students so he can kind of cultivate and mold them in the medical field. He had this vision to come back to Kentucky and doing that with people of like minds, and had an opportunity to interview with him with the connection with Bob Bradley at the time, who was the director at ICAT Center in athletics. And, you know, had the interview, sort of hit it off, and it sort of went from there and offered the opportunity for me to join the medical field with no experience, which
That's
is unheard
awesome.
Of.
Yeah.
You know, what we do, it takes at least 5 years experience because you have to know the anatomy, you know, surgeons and surgery, and an opportunity to go to a company with no experience, and they train you for 3 months. It's all because of the connection that he had to UK as an alum, but wanted to give back. So I kind of want to continue to carry that torch, and it's been great.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think we have a good example of one of our alumni ambassadors coming to a board meeting based off of coming and meeting one of our alums and getting an internship. So it's, you know, those connections continue to run deep. So, all right, well, so we've talked a little bit about your background, where you've come from, where you're going. Let's talk a little bit more about how you being the Alumni Association Board of Director President, and let's talk about what has been the best part serving in that role.
Oh, that's a tough question.
All the fun dancing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's been great. It's been fun. In addition to the dancing and being able to have all the events with alumni from all across the world has been incredible. I would say in addition to that, getting a little bit more intimate and working with the different units or departments within the university that I haven't done before in the past, because I had some various sort of board roles as a student athlete. But at this level in this time period of my life, it was great to work with the different units. Like I said, with communication with Dean Greer, kind of seeing how, you know, what their objectives are and how the Alumni Association can help with their objectives or their priorities or strategies moving forward, and working a little bit closer to the presidential office. And it was great to kind of see from department or from unit to unit how the mission and vision was sort of consistent across the board. And with an institution of this size, it's great to see the commonality between all departments. And it just, you know, further tells the story of why UK is so great when you have a great leader like President Capiluto, and every dean and every college is on the same page moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and I would say it's been awesome to have you as our leader of the Alumni Association Board and lead us in the right direction. I believe it was July of last year when we had our first official meeting with you as president, and I remember you telling the staff, "I'm here to amplify you guys." Mm-hmm. And I definitely think you've done that. So that's one of the impacts that I've seen you do. I would love to hear more about what impact you feel like you've made serving in that role.
That's a tough question, because it's always hard. You can't brag on yourself, right?
But we're here to brag all about you.
Well, I think... I hope one of the impacts that I've made is one, you know, a person of color in this role, that, you know, there really is no color. It's all about, you know, amplifying the position that you have or using the platform that you have to make an impact in people's lives every day. And no greater story than what the association is doing each and every day. And it really has the opportunity, if you will, for lack of better words, of impacting generations to come, current generations, from cradle to grave, if you think about that. There's no other unit on campus that has an opportunity from the beginning of our potential alum's life to the end to make an impact. And you guys are doing that every day. And it's, when you really think about it, it's special. And you talk about serving with significance, that's the epitome of it.
Well, and this year we've celebrated a lot of really amazing things. And one of the things that I feel like every time I'm on this podcast, I've been talking about is standing on the shoulders of the folks that came before us, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a perfect example of setting that expectation, leading the way for all those people to come behind us to lay that foundation. So thank you for doing that for us. Couple of things, I guess. I feel like we've been a little serious here now. So let's talk about some of what it means to you to serve, and maybe call out a couple of fun things we've done this year.
Oh, it's a lot of those. Fun, I would say, you know, the trip to Ole Miss, even though
it wasn't good.
Yeah, exactly. The outcome of the game wasn't like we wanted it to be, but the engagement, you know, traveling over there, I think we had four buses. Yeah. Total.
I think we had like three buses total. And a ton of cars. Huge tailgate.
A lot of fun. You know, to be in, Ole Miss and what's that area they called it?
The Grove?
The Grove area? Is that the Grove area? Well, we'll figure that out.
Yeah,
but anyway, like their tailgate area, and SEC Nation is there, and you see blue walking around, the real blue.
Not the fake stuff.
Yeah, the real blue walking around. Cheering on the Cats was incredible, because being a football player, I never had an opportunity to see it from that side. So that was very special and very fun.
I will say, if you ever get a chance to go to a game with Antoine, he's all in, jumping up and down those stairs, the stadium, telling me all kinds of things. I learned so many new things there. I was like, what's that call? What's that? Good education.
I can tell you all about that stuff and some bad calls too.
Well, as we talked a little bit, you know, being a leader, serving on the Alumni Association Board, the impact that you've been making, talking about the generations to come, what advice would you give to the next generation that is coming to the university, that's being a part of this community with us?
Man, that's a good question. I've been really tugging with that one, because it kind of changes, right? What do you say for the next generation? Because the generation changes. Their mindset changes. You know, what's this overall thing? It's like Gen X, Gen Y. But I think at the end of the day, if we all have a common mindset around we the people are our purpose.
I like that.
You know, we are our purpose. And if we can make an impact and do it with grace and love and be intentional about our purpose, I think that's the best advice I can give. And I think that can go across all Gen X, Gen Y, and baby boomers and everybody.
Hey, I feel like I've learned a lot from you during this year. You know, you've created this sense of family, this connection. You've always done it with a great smile. I'm pretty sure we've asked you to do a million things and you've said, yeah, where do I go? What do I do?
Well, you need me.
You know, so I love that. And that's true spirit of bringing it all together and volunteerism in it and showing us what's going on with it. So, you know, Antoine, I thank you for everything you've done this year. I know you're not going away, or at least I'm not going to let you go away.
No.
And we're going to continue to amplify what the Alumni Association is doing. Before we sign off, anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you. Thank you to the staff. I think you guys do an incredible job. All the behind the scenes work that people don't know, it is unprecedented what you guys do, working long hours and long days. And I think it resonates with the board and the staff that is here, but I want the people to know what you guys are doing because it's important. And I know one day we'll get to a point to where we can look back and say, you know what, because I did that, this made that greater impact, and that's because of you guys. So thank you so much for everything that you do. And no, I'm not going anywhere. You got to kick me out.
We're never going to kick you out. Well, and I love that your last things to say to us was continue to amplify the UK Alumni Association. So, Antoine, thank you so much for everything you've done this last year. Continue to amplify us, and we're excited to see where the Alumni Association goes from here.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of From the Blue. For more information about the UK Alumni Association, visit our website, ukalumni.net.